Hey there, welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is March the 14th. It's a Thursday. We're going to talk about accepting Jesus. And in a sense, this is a follow-up to yesterday as we look at the gospel from today's daily mass. Not everybody accepted Jesus. Not everybody still accepts Jesus. And oftentimes, even those of us who claim to be Christians, who claim to be followers of Jesus, we don't always accept his teachings, especially when we find them difficult or challenging. And it's often not a conscious decision to reject his teaching. It's sort of like we ignore him sometimes. When he says something, we either find too challenging or maybe we're just not in the mood for it today. Maybe we're having a bad day or something. But I'm going to read this gospel, and let's all consider, is there any possibility that we are not accepting Jesus at the present time or accepting one of his commands? And again, I believe that happens to all of us at times in varying degrees. So let's look at the gospel. It's John chapter 5, verses 31 through 47. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's, the works that the Father gave me to accomplish. These works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf. But you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do you think that I will accuse you before the Father? The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would not have believed me. I'm sorry, if you believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" You know, I think what Jesus is getting at here is pretty obvious. He's got people who are claiming to love God and follow the law of Moses, but they're not open to the Son of God, the Messiah. They don't believe that Jesus is the real deal, and therefore they're not listening to him. And I would say for each of us, this is a good lesson. It's a good lesson for us. Are we open to Jesus? You know, we've been talking about this a few times this week, and especially as we head toward the end of Lent, this is something to really consider. Are we open to Jesus when he stretches us? When he sends somebody into our life that is difficult to deal with, when he puts us in a situation that would rather not be in, are we open to accepting his will? And, you know, are we willing to follow him even when he allows us to encounter suffering? You know, we claim we're Christians, but then situations arise. And I say we because I'm guilty of this, and I have to really think about this. Situations arise when I don't really want to accept the teaching of Jesus, when it's easier to do my own thing, when I think he's asking me to do something painful. It's a good thing for us to consider. It's one thing to go to church, but it's a whole nother thing entirely. It's a whole other thing entirely to literally follow Jesus in all circumstances. Why don't we all think about that as we get closer to the end of Lent? We'll talk to you next time.